Support for Community Connection comes from the Ball State Federal Credit Union. Two locations in Muncie, the main office at 2900 North Oakwood, and a campus branch at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. Mobile banking with bill pay now available. More online at bsfcu.com. And from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More information is at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Kelly Kelly, and she is the new Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Madison County. I guess, first of all, Kelly, can you tell us a little bit about Habitat for Humanity?
Absolutely. Habitat for Humanity is an organization that is about giving families a hand up and not a handout. Our opportunity for families includes no interest mortgage loan in order for them to obtain stable and decent housing.
Wonderful. And I know Habitat has been around for quite some time. How long has it been in Madison County?
We are celebrating 30 years with our affiliate. 1988 was our starting date.
Wonderful. Now, I know you're new to the job. Can you tell me a little bit about what drew you to the organization?
Sure. I am currently a 25-year veteran of public service in Madison County, started out in public health, and most recently was made aware that we were hoping to expand our local Habitat for Humanity. Up to this point, we typically build about 1 to 2 homes a year, guided by a part-time executive director at that time who was ready to retire. And so looking to expand our operations and service to families, I was honored to be selected as their new full-time director.
Wonderful. So what are, in addition to kind of the builds that you do in Madison County, what are some of the other things that Habitat for Humanity does throughout the year that you're looking forward to?
Absolutely. We are currently looking to grow our resale store. I understand and know here in Muncie, there is actually what's called a restore, which is a dedicated store for donations in which all proceeds go back into Habitat. We recently started a store about a year and a half ago. We're very fortunate to have that, and I look forward to helping grow that opportunity for income for our families and their builds. We also link individuals to financial education and opportunities to help with budgeting, investing opportunities, things that will, again, help sustain their homeownership.
Great. Where is the ReStore located in Madison County, Kelly?
Our resale store is located in Chesterfield, Indiana.
Great. Kelly, can you talk a little bit about the process, really, that a family goes through that is looking for a home provided by Habitat for Humanity?
Sure. If a family is interested in partnering with Habitat, they would need to come to our office or access an application. That application would entail a variety of things, everything from their current living situation to some income information. We have a family support committee that actually will review their case, and they will go through an approval process. Once a family is approved, then our next step is to identify the property or land on which we will build, and we will partner with that family to actually build that home. There is a partnership that includes families committing sweat equity, is what we call that, to the construction of the home. And in Madison County, that's required by our affiliate, and they put in approximately 200 hours of sweat equity into that build alongside our volunteer construction crew. In addition, they will also take financial education courses that are actually provided right now through a partnership with Pathstone. And they will then understand more about the mortgage that they will eventually take on once that construction is completed.
Sure. Are there a lot of families in Madison County right now looking for a place to call home?
We do have approximately 5 families on our waiting list. They have gone through the approval process. Unfortunately, our current capacity only allows for 1 or 2 builds a year. Mm-hmm. So that does put a delay on waiting for that home. So we do try to work with that family over that time to ensure that they are still poised and ready.
Sure.
But we are in need of, making sure we have enough property available. You can always donate to Habitat for Humanity of any affiliate, land, property. We also do rehabs. So there's some opportunities to try to get families in more quickly than just simply waiting for a new build.
Okay. Why would you recommend people get involved with Habitat for Humanity? What is it? Obviously, you joined the organization for a reason. Other people have participated in the organization for reasons. What do you think makes this organization out of others unique?
One of the things I noticed right away was that in working in public service, this is the first organization that is truly run by volunteers.
Wow.
Very few paid staff. And what they accomplish with very little that they work from is absolutely amazing. So having dedicated volunteers, and I will share with you, when I came on board, I was told by the Indiana State Director of Habitat, Madison County is a hidden gem because we have a crew of volunteers that have been involved since the very beginning.
Wow.
And they really lift up the organization.
Wonderful.
They are what make it run.
Absolutely. And I would suppose that they are great ambassadors for what Habitat for Humanity is out in the community.
Absolutely. And the other piece that I have noticed right away is that I believe that the giving is reciprocal. Donating of your time to Habitat is as fulfilling for our volunteers as it is for our families.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that as a person, you can volunteer as an individual, but I know that a lot of people, especially at builds and in other ways, donate kind of as a group, maybe as an office, maybe your book club. Talk a little bit about how you can kind of get an entire team of people together to volunteer.
That's a great observation. We actually, in Madison County, have done very little of that. And so that's one of the areas I'm hoping to develop. But when we talk about corporate team building or volunteer opportunities through your organization, Habitat for Humanity is a perfect opportunity to fulfill that interest and need. And so we are always looking again for partners to come in, perhaps one day at a time if we are finishing up with some of the trim work or painting.
Sure.
You know, we can have one organization take the painting day.
Absolutely.
So there are plenty of examples for that.
Great. What are some ways, I know that obviously you help a lot of people in Madison County. What are the ways that people listening in Madison County can help Habitat for Humanity?
Great question. We always have a need to recruit volunteers in a variety of ways. And ironically, you don't need to pick up a hammer to do that. We are, again, always looking for household and building supply donations for our resale store. Mm-hmm. We also are looking for individuals who would like to serve in the capacity of family advocates that will assist our families as they move through the process of the application. Actually assisting them in some of the building of the home, the sweat equity, if you will, of what we do with our families. We also are looking for all kinds of ideas for fundraising and partnering with community members. We have some ideas, and we have some existing community members already on board.
Wonderful. So let's say someone is listening right now and they're like, yep, sign me up. I want to get involved in one way or another. Where do they go? Do you have a website, Facebook page, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. We have a website. It's habitatmadison.org. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page that is Habitat for Humanity of Madison County, Inc. You can direct message us there. Mm-hmm. You can also reach out through the website. There's a volunteer button. Or you can call our office at 765-649-4260.
Great. So residents of Madison County can look forward to a lot of new opportunities, new ways to get involved with Habitat for Humanity in 2018.
That's exactly right. We look forward to it.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can listen to past episodes and hear more from this conversation at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.